And their faith grew exceedingly because they didn't get in strife. They didn't get offended. They loved God and they obeyed God. Now let me get back to the other point. How did Jesus, that's what we're working on now. How did Jesus get to that place where he could say to that tree, no man eat fruit from you hereafter? Now, if that place for us, are y'all in the house tonight? If that place for us was not attainable, Jesus never would have brought it up. If it was impossible for us to live that kind of lifestyle, to live that way by faith, he never would have brought it up. But why did he bring it up? Because that's where he wants to go. So how do we get there? Same way he did. And when you vacate the word, when you vacate your commitment, your prayer, and your meditation, consecration to God, and let something else take over, that's why you won't get there. You have weak faith. Let me go to the weak faith. Mark chapter 4. Little faith. Are y'all with me tonight? Mark chapter 4. Let me get there. Thank you, Father. To save time, Jesus had been teaching them on faith all that day. He had given them illustration. I'm just going to pick up on this part here. You can go ahead and read the whole chapter because he started out talking about the word. But anyway, let's get to this point here because this is where we want to go. He said in verse 4:35. If you can put it up, go ahead and put it up. I'm moving because my time is getting away. All right, are you there? The same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, listen what he said. He said unto them what? What did he say? Y'all sort of faded out on me on that. Let us pass over to where? What did he say? Let us pass over to the other side. What did he say to that tree? No man eat fruit. Are you hereafter? That's what he said. Now, what did he say to these disciples? When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there rose what? A great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the ship, in the hidden part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awakened him and say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? What did he say to him? What did he say to him? Come on now, y'all got to see this. Well, what did he say to them up front? And what are they saying to him now? We about to die, do you care? That wasn't what he said. Can't you see? You see why we have missed it? What Jesus said, that's what we stay with. now, where did I stop at? Perry, verse 39. And he did what? So, because he saw they wasn't doing what he said. Now watch this. He rose and did what? And said unto the sea. Say, what did he say to the sea? Peace be still. Now here he talked to a tree and it died. Now he's talking to the waves on the sea and they stopped. Whatever he said. And keep in mind, he was not doing this as the Son of God. He was doing this as a man like you and me. He said, wait, now you stop, wind stop blowing, wait, peace, other word, peace be still. Because you're troubling these disciples, you're troubling this ship, you done put water in this ship, and that's enough, stop it. Now watch this. Now watch this. And this is what most of us do in a situation like that. And the wind ceased, and what happened? There was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? I just taught you all day. You saw what I did. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have? I said, Lufe, he said, listen, then you ain't got no faith. you don't have any faith. And they feared exceedingly with Jesus standing right there with them. They were still scared. My God, and here's the word that through faith we understand this word form everything. You mean to tell me I'm going to create a monster and can't, let me change it. We're going to create something and I can't control it? And it become a monster and out of control? No. God created this world and put it under our authority. And Jesus came here and demonstrated to us that this world is under our authority. Are you hearing me? I'm talking about everything. But we got to get to the place where we walk there. Jesus knew what he had to do, knew what he was sent to do, and he got there. So God is calling upon you and me tonight. CFC. I'm not preaching to JFG. I'm preaching to CFC. And he's calling up on us to step up. Step out. Stop letting the devil discredit you. Are y'all in this house listening to me? Stop letting him try to discredit you and bring guilt in your life and make you feel unworthy. And somebody else got more than you got. No, you got the same thing. You are no more saved than I am. I'm no more saved than you are. Now, some of us got more light than others, but it's not that you can't get it, because the light is available to every born again child of God. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm still driving, trying to get to Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. Hallelujah. So, they didn't have no faith.